It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic 1029.com.
The 210th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Highlights from my afternoon radio show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. News stories, entertainment tidbits, sometimes interviews with our rock star friends. And this week, we discuss weird names. We've all met that person that just has a really strange name and just sticks with you, like, for life. We'll get to some of your calls in just a bit.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A happy 46th birthday going out to Pamela Anderson this week. Question, how long do you think she and Tommy Lee knew one another before getting married? Just 4 days. Which is why most of us aren't entirely surprised at the outcome, I suppose. And is America ready to forgive Paula Deen for using the N-word? Well, if book sales are any indication, yes. Since the scandal broke, her new cookbook actually went from the bottom of the Amazon sales chart right to the top. It probably wasn't just the scandal, though. There's some interesting recipes in here. Let's see. Kale and kohlrabi with kebabs. Kiwi, kumquat, and key lime pie. Another KKK. Must be in the K section. Kidney beans with kielbasa and ketchup. You know, I'm starting to wonder if this recipe book comes with a big white apron that you wear over your entire body. And PayPal will launch PayPal Galactic this week to enable astronauts to make payments from outer space. Which is kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, I can't even get cell reception in my basement. Priorities, people.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, what is the dumbest reason you've ever been fired from a job? Well, there's a lady in Pennsylvania that I'm pretty sure has you beat. We'll get to that story. But first, let's talk a little Paula Deen. The culinary world's favorite racist may have lost her show and many of her endorsements, but now Paula Deen has been offered an opportunity to use that big mouth of hers for something else. The 66-year-old woman was just offered a six-figure deal to do a porno for PureMature.com. And speaking of sex acts that no one wants to see, Kevin Clash, the puppeteer behind Sesame Street's Elmo, got lucky this week. Maybe lucky is poor word choice. He was facing three lawsuits for engaging in sexual acts with underage boys, but the judge tossed the cases, ruling the statute of limitations had expired. I mean, who knows if he was actually guilty or not, but a grown man who spends his waking hours with his hand stuffed up the backside of a stuffed animal? You know, he's probably into some freaky stuff. And a woman in Pennsylvania is suing the Pittsburgh salon she worked at, claiming she was fired after refusing a Brazilian wax treatment as part of her training. Now, I understand why that may be part of the training, you know, putting yourself in the customer's shoes. But the idea that a $15 an hour job may require a stranger to rip out all of your pubic hair seems a little extreme to me.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
All right, lay it on me, Wes. What's the weirdest name you've ever heard in your life?
Candy Rose Champagne.
Candy Rose Champagne?
Yeah. That's a real name, yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was like a stripper name, but it's actually a real name.
That might limit your career options a little bit. Would you hire a lawyer named Candy Champagne?
A lawyer, maybe not. Maybe a porn star.
Yeah, like she'd be your first call if you're booking a bachelor party, don't get me wrong. Lawyer, though?
Exactly.
Surgeon? You know, maybe you're having a brain tumor removed by Dr. Candy Champagne?
Candy Rose to me, yeah, I know exactly.
I've got a Facebook here from Tina, who worked with a Candy Dong.
I can't, say again?
Candy Dong.
Wow.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne are officially married. They tied the knot on Canada Day. The couple wed in front of 50 friends and relatives in a 14th century castle called Chateau de la Nipple? Napoule? It's in the south of France. And an Italian neurosurgeon believes that doctors now have the technology to transplant human heads. The procedure would take 100 surgeons 3 days to perform and cost roughly $11 million. It has been successfully done on a monkey. After the surgery, the monkey was able to smell, open his eyes, taste food. In fact, the only thing he couldn't do was cover the $11 million bill. And Dennis Rodman says he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Why? Well, for his recent trip to North Korea to visit Kim Jong-un. Can I picture Rodman winning a Nobel Peace Prize? Let's see. You have the man who founded the Red Cross, Harvard professors, distinguished international arbitrators, and a basketball player who tweeted a picture of himself with a dictator.
One of these things is not like the others. Which one is different? Do you know? Tell me which thing is not like the others, and I'll tell you if it is so.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Colleen, what's the weirdest name you've ever heard?
I once was helping a guy. I work in retail, and I was once helping a guy, and his name was Peter Parker. And I was like, that's not your name. And he was like, no, it is. So I like made him show me his ID, and he told me about how hard it was to get a credit card.
Oh, wow.
He's like not allowed to order pizza, all his friends are saying, because he just like won't come.
How old is he?
He couldn't have been much older than me. I'd say like mid-20s.
Okay. Mom's just not a big Marvel Comics fan?
I guess.
Wow. See, there's times like that that, you know, somebody gets famous after the fact with the name, or a character becomes famous after the fact, and that you can kind of understand.
But, like Peter Parker's been around for a while.
Well, that's what I mean, like 60s, right? If this guy was 55 or 60 years old, you kind of go, okay, I'd give him a pass on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unfortunate coincidence, but okay. Yeah, to call your kid Peter Parker, though.
Pretty rough.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.
You don't realize just how much of our news comes from south of the border until the 4th of July rolls around. Yeah, it's not that nothing's going on, it's that nobody's at work to report it. I always come into work on the 5th of July and it's like the universe had ground to a halt. Speaking of which, did you know that if you start to type out the Declaration of Independence in Microsoft Word, Clippy pops up and says, "It looks like you love freedom." Well, so I hear anyway. And Aerosmith's Steven Tyler is having knee replacement surgery. Guess the song was right. Falling in love really is hard on your knees. And an Aussie magazine has reportedly offered Kim and Kanye $3 million for the first pictures of little baby Northwest. That's like $500,000 a pound. Or $1.5 million per direction? And scientists say that smoking weed really does make people less motivated. British researchers found significantly lower levels of dopamine in the brains of potheads, which they say may explain why some lack motivation to work or pursue normal interests. And no, watching Harold and Kumar for the 10th time straight while eating Doritos does not count as a normal interest.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
Famed inventor Doug Engelbart has died. Now, what was his claim to fame? Well, there's a 95% chance he used one today. But we'll get to that story in just a bit. But first, are you on Twitter? Did you know that if you tweet a perfect 140 characters, it's called a twoosh? It's true. And a new hot dog eating record was broken late last week. A man at Coney Island ate 69 hot dogs with bun in just 10 minutes. That's a hot dog every 8 or 9 seconds. Now, while I'm not crazy about hot dogs, I will concede I'm a little bit jealous. How often have you been filling out a job application and you get stuck on that section where it says special skills? Yeah. And Doug Engelbart, the man who invented the computer mouse, died at the age of 88 last week. He actually created the first mouse back in the 1960s. He made it with a wooden shell and two metal wheels. I don't know, to me there's something just so hilarious about the idea of making computer parts out of wood. Imagine walking into Staples, you told them you needed something for your computer, and the guy in the little red smock started turning a big old hunk of maple on a wood lathe. I don't think I'd ever stop laughing.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. podcast.